5. Stretching sets you apart from others. America seems to be increasingly satisfied with mediocrity. Yet it isn't at its root a national problem. It's a personal concession to do less than our best. It takes an individual to say, "I guess good enough is good enough." But unfortunately, mediocrity spreads from person to person and eventually metastasizes until an entire nation is at risk. Excellence seems to be moving farther and farther from the norm. However, people who focus on stretching and use the tension between where they are and where they could be as impetus to stretch can distinguish themselves from their peers. Improving yourself is the best way to help your team, your community, and your family. Successful people set themselves apart because they initiate the improvement others need. When you get better, those around you benefit. Excellence has the potential to spread in the same way that mediocrity does. The positives or negatives of a group always begin with one. When you get better, so will others. 6. Stretching can become a lifestyle. When we stop stretching, I believe we stop really living. We may keep on breathing, our vital life signs may be working, but we are dead on the inside and dead to our greatest possibilities. I'm getting older. I will not always be able to perform at my peak level. But I intend to keep reading, asking questions, talking to interesting people, working hard, and exposing myself to new experiences until I die. Too many people are dead, but just haven't made it official yet. I'm going to keep on stretching until I'm all stretched out. And it doesn't matter whether I see success today or not. Why? Because sadly, many people stop growing after they have tasted success. I don't want success, no matter how great or small, to derail me. 7. Stretching gives you a shot at significance. India statesman Mahatma Gandhi stated, "The difference between what we do and what we are capable of doing would suffice to solve most of the world's problems. That difference is the gap between good and great. And what closes the gap is our willingness to stretch." People who exist on the good side of the gap live in the land of the permissible. What they do is okay. They follow the rules and don't make waves. But do they make the difference they could if they learned to focus on stretching? Cross over the gap and you find yourself on the great side. That is the land of the possible. It's where people achieve in extraordinary fashion. They do more than they believed they were capable of, and they make an impact. How? By continually focusing on making the next stretch. They continually leave their comfort zone and stretch toward their capacity zone. We may appreciate what we did yesterday, but we should never put it on a pedestal. It should look small in comparison to the possibilities in the future. Looking forward fills us with energy. We resonate with the words of Robert Louis Stevenson, who said, "To be what we are and to become what we are capable of becoming is the only end in life." Significance can be birthed within each of us. If we are willing to stretch, that seed can grow until it begins to bear fruit in our lives. What's fantastic is that the change within us challenges us to make changes around us, and our growth creates a belief in us that others can grow. When that happens in a positive environment and everybody is stretching and growing, then indifference is replaced with make a difference. And that's how we begin to change our world. How to get used to stretching yourself. 1. In what areas of your life have you lost your stretch and settled in? Wherever they are, you need to find internal reasons to seek the tension to stretch again. Tap into your internal discontent to get you going. Where are you falling short of your potential? What goals haven't you hit that you know you're capable of? What habits have you developed that are hindering you from moving forward? What areas of past success have you stopped winning in? Remember, change is the key to growth. Use your lack of satisfaction to get you started any place you've stalled. 2. Be strategic to maintain the tension between where you are and where you could be by continually resetting intermediate-range goals for yourself. If goals are too immediate, you lose the tension when you achieve them quickly. If the goals are too lofty, they can seem too difficult to achieve and become discouraging. What is the right time frame for you to maintain the tension? 3 months? 6 months? A year? Set goals for yourself according to your individual personality, and then keep revisiting them at the end of those time increments. You want the goal to be just barely within reach. Not too easy, but not impossible either. Being able to figure this out is an art, but it will pay tremendous dividends in your life. 3. If you need an overarching goal to keep you stretching, think about what significant action you could take if only you become what you could be. Dream big and set this as your lifetime goal.